Saying hello to all of the children from Adas Yeshurun on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Emor, Tov Shin Pei, during the Magefa for Corona. Now, I don't know if anybody on the phone has ever heard of this word, but there's a word called infertility, which means sometimes people get married, and we all know that everybody gets married, wants to have the bracha to have children. And sometimes, unfortunately, people don't have children. And sometimes you need doctors. We always need brachas. We always need to daven. And there are a lot of different things that are needed. And somebody, actually it was four people together, two husband and wife teams, one named Rabbi Shol Rosen, together with his wife, and Rabbi Weiss, together with his wife, those four people, started an organization. And the organization was to help people. The organization is called A-Time. A-Time. Capital A, and then capital T-I-M-E. And they met with incredible success. And now this organization is all over the world. In America, in Canada, in Europe, and of course in Eretz Yisrael, all over the world. Now one time, after going to Eretz Yisrael to start a time in Eretz Yisrael, about 20 years ago in 2001, and what they decided to do was they took 45 couples, a few years after they started in Eretz Yisrael, they took 45 couples to Tveria. Tveria. And they went for a Shabbos to talk about the issues. Shabbaton. Now, it happens to be that Tveria is very close to an area called Meron. And Meron has a kever. Now, I'm a Kohen, you all know that. Kohanim don't go to Kfarim. But in Meron is a kever, which you can get, a kohen can get close to, can't go there to stand right next to the kever, get close to the kever, and that's the kever of Shimon Bar Yochai. Shimon Bar Yochai was one of the great Tanoim. He was a Talmud of the great Tana of Yakiva, and he's the one who wrote the Zohar. Is everybody on mute? So I was going to ask a question to the children. Okay, I'll ask a question. If anybody can unmute themselves, I'll answer. Shimon Bar Yochai also had a son who was in a cave with him. I'm sure you all know the story. Lag BaOmer is coming up. We're in the middle of Sfira. He was Rabbi Akiva's second group of Talmidim. And he and his son were in a cave for 12 years learning Torah. And people who are in need of all different types of things, whether they need to get married, whether they need to have children, parnasa, people who are not well, everybody goes to the kever of Shimon Bar Yochai to daven. Many, many people go there. Many people go there. Chassidish people go there, and Litvish people go there, and Sephardi people go there. All types of Jew, every type of Jew, everybody goes to Shimon Bar Yochai's kever. So this group, when they were in Tveria for Shabbos, was close to Meron. They decided, Matzai Shabbos, they're going to go to Shimon Bar Yochai's kever. And they got there, and there was a tremendous crowd there. And they felt uncomfortable. They felt uncomfortable coming together as a group. People are going to ask why you're there. They're going to be known as the group of people who don't have children. Everybody felt uncomfortable. They didn't know what to do. So somebody mentioned that right next to the kever of Shimon Bar Yochai, which is always or very often full, there's another kever. The kever of his son, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who learned in the cave together with his father for 12 years. A tremendous tzaddik, a Tana, one of the Tanoim. You don't have to say anything more than that. He's a Tana. A Tana. Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So they went down. It's a little, it's close, not too far away. They went down to the kever of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. And what happened was there were many, many, many less people there. And the men were very inspired. So out of this group of 45 people, maybe there were 25 men whatever, 25 men, 24 men, 23 men, and 23 women. And they decided to make a circle and dance. They're dancing, and all of a sudden, a dark-skinned man wearing a short blue jacket and a cap approached the circle. He wanted to join them. You know how it is, sometimes you're dancing with only with your friends and somebody else comes in to join, and maybe he looks a little different than everybody, you not really don't want him to join. But Lamaisa, he separated the hands of two men, and he broke into the circle, and he kissed their hands. Fine. After a few times of going around the circle, he began singing a song that has the words, Zera Chaya V'Kayama. Chaya V'Kayama, which means a person should have children. Offspring who are alive, they live. Zera Shachayama. And the people didn't know why in the world he was singing that. They didn't know who this person was. They didn't tell him that they were there because they had no children. But he started dancing. So he broke into the circle of the letterman. Then he really started dancing, singing this song, Zera Shachayama. And he was dancing away, dancing. And danced so much that he got into the middle dancing by himself. In the middle, he started to pull people in. But, not too many people wanted to dance with him. But eventually, he pulled in four people, danced with each one of them alone. After dancing with them, he kissed them, and they went back. Kissed them, went back. Four different people. The dance ended. He smiled, and he left. Everybody was wondering who this person was. Okay, whatever. Rabbi Rosen turned to Rabbi Weiss. He said, wasn't that strange? He said, yeah, it was strange. I don't know who the person was. Never saw him before. Started singing Zarva Chayim. Okay, that was it. Finished. Rabbi Rosen decided one thing, though. He's going to go back to the hotel. And he's going to write down the name of the four men who agreed to dance with this person. Because he was a little, he was mystified. Who is this person? Okay. And then he took out the records and he saw that two of the four people that they danced, that this person danced with in the middle, long time with no children. The next day, everybody went home. They were living in Eretz Yisrael, except for Rabbi Rosen and Rabbi Weiss. Rabbi Rosen and Rabbi Weiss, they went on a tour. They went to an outdoor shuk, and they're walking near a booth, and somebody in that booth has a picture, and he claims that this picture is what Rav Shimon bar Yochai looked like. Rabbi Rosen turned to Rabbi Weiss. Rabbi Weiss looked at Rabbi Rosen and said, listen, I don't know if that's really Rav Shimon bar Yochai, but I will tell you one thing. The person we danced with last night definitely looked like that man. Okay. A few days later, Rabbi Rosen and Rabbi Weiss go back to America, and they start getting busy with everything they're busy with, and they forgot the whole mice. They forgot it. A few months later, one of the people on the trip calls up and says, my wife is expecting a baby. And then, one by one, all four couples whose husbands dance with this man were pregnant, having a child. When they had children, some of them named their children Shimon after a Shimon bar Yochai. And to this day, everyone's still wondering, who was that man? Who was that man? Dear wonderful children of Adas Yishur, we don't know who the man was. We have no idea. How do we know? But one thing we do know for sure. Rav Shimon bar Yochai was a tremendous tzaddik. Rav Shimon bar Yochai wrote the Zohar. Rav Shimon bar Yochai's kever is known. Rav Shimon bar Yochai's kever is a place where gedolim know that you go once in a while to daven. Not in the middle of yeshiva. But maybe if it's vacation time, you're in Eretz Yisrael, you go to Rav Shimon bar Yochai and daven there. And daven there. If you daven there with a lot of kavanah, You never know what can happen. You never know what can happen. I've read many stories like this, where people were davening with incredible kavona at the Kever Shiva Yachoy. Who knows? Who knows? I don't know. You don't know. The author doesn't know. The people who happen to don't know. Nobody knows anything. But one thing we do know for sure. When a person is able to daven with kavona to Hashem, anything can happen. Anything can happen. And that is something we always have to remember. Whenever something is happening or not happening, and we would like it to be a little different, we'd like our situation to be different, take out a sitter, take out a tillum in your house during Corona, not even in shul, and dive into Hashem, because Hashem is everywhere. Hashem is everywhere. And one real tefillah from any of you might change the world. I'm wishing everybody a good Shabbos, a wonderful Shabbos. I'm reminding you, all the children, that tomorrow afternoon, look at the schedule you got tomorrow afternoon. There's father and son, mother and daughter, with prizes. Remind your parents. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Wonderful Shabbos. We want to get back to shul, Bez Hashem Yisbarach. And we will. Kol tov to all the wonderful children of Dasha Shurin. Hatzlacha Rabbah. Good Shabbos, everybody. Who else is on the